What's good, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? It's Charles or Chuck.
Cool.
You got Matt or Haz. What's going on, fellas? Good to see you back on Tweak Talks here every week. Even if the smash action is a little slow this weekend, we're excited to meet up and give you guys a little bit of slop, if you will, a little content. Fill in your weekly dose of Tweak Talks. Give you an hour during your work day or during your commute, right? A little bit of fun, a little bit of
I
video
get a lot
game.
of that. People mention that to me a lot during
What,
like
during the
drives
commute?
and like workouts and like things
Dude,
like
I love podcasts. I love finding another podcast to listen to because I just going throughout the week, since also I just do a lot of physical work. So sometimes I'll just put in earbuds
Yeah.
and get to work. And I mean, if you're working for, 8 hours, you just burn through podcasts like nothing. So it's like whenever I find another podcast I like, I can just add it on. It's not like, oh no, I'm running out of time for podcasts. Like I can only listen to so much. It's just if you're able to listen to it commuting to work or at work, you can just listen to so much. It's just
I
cool.
dude, especially like the whole work at home thing and stuff, it just kind of feels like you're like with someone when you're, you know what I mean? Like it just fills the air a little bit. Like it's some sort of noise you can listen to, even if you're not totally locked into it. So, however you enjoy the podcast, I hope you do. And if you
Yeah.
really enjoy it, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/tweakbox.
Golly, that
That
was
was clean.
fire.
That was a good one.
Clean. That
I was
was
feeling it this
fire.
week. I was feeling it this week. Check that out. We're going to be doing some bonus content. I think we're going to be playing some Switch 2 games together, or maybe Switch 1 games that actually run appropriately
That's
on the
the
Switch
hypest
2,
thing about the Switch
which
too.
is the best thing about
It
the
is so
Switch 2.
awesome.
Dude, I'm jamming out in this new Pro Controller and I'm just playing Unite. You know what I mean? Like it's all good. But let's do a little around the horn. How are you doing, Marcus?
I
Come on,
read
man,
that.
while I'm yawning, like
I
that's
read
so
that.
messed
No, you
up.
didn't,
Like
man. You
me
know
yawn
Max.
just
That one
came
I
out.
felt obvious about, but I am really interested to see how, he's got a lot going on. We're a few months
Honestly,
away from Pro.
I was hoping that like the yawn would kind of like
Nope.
throw you off and be like Chuck, and I was like, yes,
Little
like
deflection, yeah.
give me a moment. Nope, didn't even work. Yeah, I'm tired. I started work last week. The drive sucks. It's absolutely terrible. I have to wake up like 7 to get there by like 8:45. It's so stupid.
What?
Yeah, it sucks. It's usually like 50 minutes of driving. It's not even that far away. It's like a 25-minute drive, but traffic is just, yeah. I'm assimilating into corporate America. It's awful, but money is nice. It's wonderful. It's great. It's lovely. The job is cool. It's mad chill. I don't have to go into the office every day, actually. I really have to go two times a week, but I'm learning and I'm like, bro, I need to go in at least at the beginning until I feel like confident, and then I'll just like slowly taper off and go home. So that's cool. And I think I've already done like updates with like Zombie and 2 and all that. So yeah, I mean, life's busy, but it's good, good busy. I literally just got off work, drove home, hopped in the car, so I'm just sitting here.
Second office.
Yeah, second office. Yeah, my at home office. So if I fall asleep, it's not because we're not entertaining. I mean, to some people it may not be, but I'm just dead. All right, Chuck, lock in.
All right, you need the second win,
Damn,
Marcus.
I'm two for
I'm the
two on the
second
read. I
one.
mean,
Bro,
well, not two
I
for
think I
two.
almost always pass to Chuck though.
It's
Like
just,
I don't even think that's like
it's consistent.
It's
I
just
just got
static,
foresight or something, bruh.
Bro, that move sucks. Not in Pokemon, not Smash.
Yeah, there you go. Good. You
Very
gotta
easy to read, protect.
specify.
Lol. But yeah, I've been doing good. I've been doing good. Work has been fun. Yesterday I got to do concrete work, which is like most people don't like doing it. I don't mind it. For me, the construction work I do is interesting because I get to do a bunch of different stuff. It's not like I only paint every day, or you know what I mean? So it's nice in that sense in terms of variety. So yeah, it was cool. I did some concrete work yesterday, and then yeah, just looking forward to hanging out, talking about Smash. The Switch 2 is amazing. I mean, we'll probably talk about the Switch 2 before we even talk about Smash because we finally have it. So yeah, I mean, I've been enjoying games on the Switch 2. And yeah, how about you, Gavin?
But
Like,
I read that. That
what?
was easy.
Yeah,
That
like,
was
come
easy.
on,
No, no,
Chuck.
no, no, no,
That
man.
was like
Really?
anti-mix.
I
Yeah,
thought
like,
Haz was obvious.
to be fair, it's only like, there's only two of us.
There's only two. Yeah, yeah. But like, yeah, has literal 50%. That's why you. That's why you go has. Like, you can't like try to mix by going get. Like, oh no, no.
I hope everyone. I'm glad like everyone like comments like plays along. I hope y'all do every week. I think it's stupid, but it's fun. Anyway, Gav.
I'm all right. I'm genuinely concerned about something. I think,
bro.
What is it this time?
Well,
yeah, you're retired.
And I have proof.
You think that you're old?
I have proof,
You're on your way.
I'm old. The first really big red flag, I went the wrong way in Mario Kart World twice.
Yeah. Do you, let me ask you an honest question. Answer honestly. When you hold your controller for Mario Kart, do you move with it? That's
just
a great
the, old just the
person.
Head area, I think. Just the head. Yeah, yep. I think I'm old.
Yep.
And throughout the day, all I want to do is sleep and read books. It's over.
Bro is cooked.
I may be 27, but I think I'm older than that. You know, like, I think I'm like 47.
You've always kind of been an old soul in a way. Sorry, man.
I went the wrong way on stream.
Oh, snap. Caught in the act. Shit.
B has been calling me Dark Side Gav. If you know, you know. And she just said it across the hallway. It's over. I think I'm officially old. But I booted up Smash once or twice.
Golly.
I still got it, bro.
You were kind of moving. Of course.
No shit.
Bro thought
what
is
the fuck?
Space Jam. Gone.
Dude, like, yeah, like, no. That's not how that works.
I still got it, bro.
That was a boost, by the way, on that clip. Go.
Dude, how do people figure out who I'm playing every time?
It's obvious.
Like, how?
That's not my fault.
For that one, I was just like, how did y'all know it was boost? Like, does Bro play Inkling? Like,
yeah.
Other people play Inkling.
They play all the time though. They play a lot, a lot more, but still.
Corrin,
if it's a wolf, you know who it is.
Corrin, Rob, Inkling, mostly Corrin and Inkling nowadays.
I actually have no idea who it is if it's wolf. I just assume it's like Danny or something.
No, well,
it's Danny or Jude every time.
I don't assume it's Jude.
I've played those two a lot.
Yes,
especially online.
And if it's a Ken, doesn't happen. Nope, never seen that.
It's never happened, yeah.
It's never happened. Thank God. That'd be tough.
But yeah, I'm good. I'm also really happy about the Switch 2. I guess I was early to the party, always theorizing and talking about it. And I'm just glad we're here. And I think the craziest thing about it is it's literally everything we expected, but like in a really good way. Like, it's just what we wanted with like some extra Nintendo stuff, like mouse controls and stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's just mad powerful. Great. Like, backwards compatible Switch 2 versions of games. Like, it's just what we wanted. It's just a really good Switch. It just feels really premium. The Switch 1, a lot of people have been saying like the Switch 1 just feels like a toy now in comparison.
I mean, there's an 8-year gap, I hope.
Yeah.
I'm
just happy we're here. And another bonus, or one of the bonuses to being old, is that time moves really fast. That means Donkey Kong's going to be out like really soon for me.
Bro, it's kind of
spitting. It may be over a month away.
He's so wise.
But like, if you'd be taking all these naps like me, like,
it's like time skips. You're like time skipping.
It's going to come out fast. So like,
yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, I'm going to go the wrong way in that game too. So it's over.
I don't know if you
can. You might be okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a wrong way in.
There's no way I'm getting the world record.
I will say you and platformers don't see eye to eye when I watch you play platformers. It's tough.
Dude, I was playing Mario Kart.
That's crazy because you're good at a platform fighter.
At Smash, yeah. It's so. Like, have you watched him play platformers, Charles?
No, I don't think. Oh no, I have.
It'll change like, your it'll change Castlevania your games.
Yeah.
I've seen Castlevania, especially. Yikes.
Or like so, that genre of game.
I was playing Mario Kart in a Discord call with Aaron, and he was like trying to help me, and he was just like, "You do the wrong thing every single time." he said every decision I did was wrong. And after a couple races, he was just like, "Is there like a tournament you can register for or something?" like we gotta go back to Smash. Yeah, dude, it's been rough. Like just realizing I'm 56,
but and counting.
Yeah. It's crazy because when I think of like good Smash players, like Mars and Light and Void, they're so good at every other game, ever. And you're, what's up with that? Like, genuinely, like, I know, I was like, I don't know how to say this and it's not going to sound funny, but genuinely, like, what's good with that? Like, how did this, you're good at a couple games, though, like COD and Smash, and but you can't.
He didn't say Unite. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can change the subject. That's fine. Not after those games last night. That was terrible. No, you're good at Unite.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
That's interesting. Because I feel like most.
Because I don't think I was ever bad at Smash either.
Really? It didn't take you a while to learn?
Hmm. No. I don't know. I've always been a little insecure about it because of how insanely talented Smash players are. It's not like normal.
Right.
It's not that I'm the weird one. They're the weird ones, I think.
Like, explain.
How are they that good at everything? It's weird.
What? But like they're all that good at everything.
Yeah, you're the weird one. If everyone else is, you're the exception.
That's the crazy part. Smash players are just that gifted. It's different. Annoying.
Yeah.
I'm a normal human.
Well.
I go the wrong way in Mario Kart, all right? What's wrong with that?
This is a tough one.
Toe is trash.
I don't know.
You are because
if you so picked weird, up Smash really. Quick, like that's also a big.
It took me a long time to even function in Yu-Gi-Oh! Too. Like I couldn't build my own deck. Like I had to
copy. Well, that's normal.
That's different. Yeah, that.
But I
that's
feel like I have my own brain now, which is cool.
I don't think maybe. It took you that long to learn Yu-Gi-Oh! Like I'm a.
Not that long, but there was a while where I felt really reliant on other people.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying that phase didn't last that long.
DCGs go, though, especially Yu-Gi-Oh! That shit, crazy.
I don't know what it is. I think I just put all my eggs in one basket, bro.
Yeah, you just double down.
Dude, and like, when I play like other games, have you guys noticed how stupidly good Smash players are at Mario Party? What the heck?
Yeah, they are serious about it. Like, it makes sense though. It's like a party game, and like it's a lot of mini skills, which I think Smash is.
They're locked in for 3 hours though. Like, dude, when I play Mario Kart, obviously I'm bad. Okay, I'll admit I'm bad, but I also like just I'm somewhere else because it's so boring. Like in between things, and I like by the time I have to lock in, it's too late. Like.
You should just become a master front runner, and then you would have a lot of fun in Mario Kart. You'd be fighting for your life the whole race. You got to be locked in the whole time.
I try in Mario Kart, bro. I'm ass.
But do you not have fun with the game though?
It's all right.
Okay, so you just don't like kart like that. I honestly feel like I'm kind of in the same boat because. Like I have the game and I've played it a couple times, but I've just been playing more Pokemon TCG or Unite. Maybe I'm just like a.
I think getting old means you just have to like play with cards. It's like fate.
Well, okay, I kind of hear you on that.
When you get old,
yeah, decision making games. Yes, no mechanics.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
no mechanics. That's true.
Don't hurt.
That is. Yep.
Like you don't have to like commit. As much time to updating it, it's just when a new set comes out.
Yeah, like, I don't have to grind training mode.
What happened?
Other stuff.
This used to be a proud podcast full of competitive.
I'm gonna go take a nap.
What happened?
I'm kind of sleepy.
Sleep. I don't know. What happened? Like,
We just want to play old TCGs and take naps, all right?
Yeah, that's I'm terrible. Trying to read a book.
Yo, oh my god. Hold on. Who's the guy that played Shane in The Walking Dead? He hates naps, bro, and it's really fucking funny. Every time he gets interviewed, he talks about, he's like, fuck naps, man. Look for the birds. I'm not napping. What am I, a baby? He just flips out every time someone asks about it. It's really funny. I'll have to
look. Someone's just going to bring it up every time now.
That's me right now. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Wake Sorry. Up. God damn. All
right, you know what?
Oh.
I'm going to be the best Donkey Kong Bonanza player ever.
No, you're not.
I refuse. All right.
You don't got it. Well, I'm trying to motivate you. Is it working?
Should I play like Fortnite?
You would be terrible.
I would be so terrible.
Gavin, you're just in the Bonanza waiting room right now. That's it.
Yeah.
John Bernthal is his name. Are you asking us what competitive game you should pick up next?
No.
You're gonna be a speedrunner for Bonanza. You already have a plan.
B says I take more naps to get there. I was not good at Warzone.
Fortnite, bro. Fortnite, you gotta.
How were you at speedrunning Mario RPG?
I was maybe okay.
What's really annoying is like you were really good at everything that you like picked up besides like Zelda. And like you're like, yeah, no, I suck. Then like
they all think I suck at games. That's the topic right
you
now.
You do suck at games, but not like not anything that requires like actual like technical skill, you're good at. But like things that require you to like think.
I knew Gavin was just mashing tech skill, bro.
Classic. What do I do if you're just mashing tech skill?
But it's insane because, like, at some points last year, like, we would play Smash and you would just, like, dumpster me a couple games in a row. You'd be like, all right, like, we're done playing Smash. And you boot up Mario and just, like, run face first into a Goomba. And I was like, this can't be the same guy. Like, it just can't be.
Sometimes playing games, like, with him, or, like, if we're playing Fantasy Life right now, I'm like, for like the first like 3 days, like every 5 seconds, he'd be like, What do I do here?
Oh my god. So that's a gate. What's it called? Fantasy?
Fantasy Life.
It's like a fake MMO, basically. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I couldn't imagine, bro. Good god. Because those guys
basically
played
Final Fantasy for me half the time.
Bro.
Oh, the FF7 incident, bro. Like, the ancient forest will never be the same, Gavin. That was painful.
What should I equip? What should I use here? Like, but you're actually really good at like shooters and like fighting games. Like, you're really good at Street Fighter.
I'm not good at Street Fighter.
No, you literally were.
Our Street Fighter 6 record, I might say otherwise.
Oh no, Street Fighter 5.
Well, I don't play that trash.
Ain't no way.
True. She's defending me right now.
Because you're actually like really good at like that kind of stuff. But like if you had to like actually like maintain like a Stardew Valley farm, like it's over.
You'd never make it Stardew Valley.
Some of the more simple things in life.
Hmm. Yeah. That is interesting, actually.
I think I have to unretire.
Oh, shit. Sure. Yeah.
It's your only option. Right,
oh, hey, don't tell the podcast that. They're going to
That's insane
it.
That you just said yeah. that. People are going to clip yeah, that shit out of context a million times over.
It's a joke. It's
starting
a joke.
With me. Yeah. Me first.
I'm about to post that joint right now.
I need some impressions, bro. Anyway.
Yeah. How you doing, Hat?
I was going to say, I hate going after Gavin. He never remembers to ask me how I'm doing. He never remembers.
Gav locked in.
He did lock in. That was the ultimate mix.
I'm
right
different.
There. That was good.
That's why it's obvious that I pass it to Gavin, because I'm like, he won't even pass it back.
Bro
to
kept
it
in his back pocket for when he wanted to change the subject. I'm good. I don't suck at video games, etc. That's cool.
You don't.
I don't, no. no. I'm good at games. And like you Smash are. Is like a game. Like we're kind of opposite.
Marcus
I'm good
is
at games.
Really good at games.
Marcus is also very good at games. Chuck? Well.
I think I'm all right.
He's better than me, probably.
Yes, he is better than you. For sure, he's better than you. But that's what I think, too, about Smash is, like, people are good at games. They play Smash. Everyone fucking loves Smash, so you just stick around and kind of keep playing it. But that's what I'm saying is so weird about you is that – but you're saying you picked up – I don't know. Whatever. I'm good, dude. very busy. Don't have a lot of interesting shit going on right now. Life is good, though. I'm about to start summer. I'm excited for the summer of Smash. I have a couple events coming up. That's always a good thing to look forward to. Been going to the movies. I love going to the movies. Been watching cool movies. I don't know. I want like the next NBA season to start now. I know it's disrespectful to the Pacers and the Thunders, bro, and the Thunder, but it is what it is. Like, I want, there's so many players I like to watch, so I'm just kind of bummed. I'm enjoying, baseball's been great though. Basketball playoffs were really fun, but now I'm kind of like, like checking out. I've been going virtual golfing, so that's neat and really, really, really fucking hard, by the way. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. Just chilling,
man. Virtual golfing?
Yeah, you like hit the ball into a screen. You'll play. Welcome to corporate
that's
America.
When, yeah, soon. I'm about to say, no, I won't. That's for the higher ups. Yeah.
Come on. You're into it. You'll like it. That's how they get you. It's really fun, actually.
You'll have to do it for some reason eventually.
And golf's interesting because you just suck forever. Like, no one, like, you never just get better. Like, it's just so hard. There's so much to it, which I think is why people like it. It's one of those type of things. Maybe someday, Gavin, you'll get this old, and then you'll understand. We're talking about virtual golf driving backwards in Mario Kart. You're old.
Have you seen me try to use a computer?
Honestly? What?
You've heard me trying to use
a computer. Oh, that's terrible. Thank God for B. You should pay her.
I've
troubleshooting your shit.
Thought about it, yeah. I've offered, I'm sure. Every computer-related thing she has done. Yes. I would never stream. It would just never happen. No, you know, like when the mic is like peaking and like it's just like comically bad stream, like that would be my stream.
Well, keep kind of fun though.
Like sometimes they hit. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Sometimes a bad stream really hits.
Man. Yeah, we got CEO this weekend too. I always miss missing out on CEO, bro. I just love that event so much. It was important to me as an up-and-coming caster and player, and then just the fact that it's FGC and Smash together. I'll be watching the shit out of that all
these
weekend.
These fighting game tournaments soon when all these games are out.
Dude. Holy. Okay, can we talk about Marvel now? Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Dude. Marvel and the Invincible tag team fighter that like has a ton of FGC guys?
Kinda,
man.
It looks kind of...
I'm not playing
weird.
That shit.
It's
well,
weird.
I'm not playing it either, but...
I feel like... I like the trailer for the Invincible game, like the gameplay of it, more than I like the Marvel one. Which is
okay. Strange. I haven't watched it.
I don't know. It's Marvel is so polished, bro.
Yeah.
It looks so
but like, I'm like, I don't know. Something about Invincible that was kind of grabbing me. It reminded me of Fighters, kind of. I think that's what it was.
It's like Fighters meets Mortal Kombat is like what I was thinking of, like the over-the-top violence and like some of the buttons, kind of. But it does look neat. And I think Invincible's, dude... I think it's a good show, and the finale for the last season was insane. I couldn't believe it.
Raise your hand if you watched Invincible.
Come on, man. You guys.
I saw season one.
No, you got to catch up, bro, because guaranteed...
I'm watching The Bear.
Oh, great show. Guaranteed, the guy who shows up at the end of the last season is DLC for this fighting game, or a character in the roster, because he's so fucking cool. It's insane. I can't wait. But yeah, it's cool that we're getting all these crazy... It feels like a fighting game almost renaissance, which is interesting because I know
Tag Fighters.
What's that?
Tag Fighters, yeah.
Tag Fighters.
I don't know why it's happening either, because it's not like they're selling better than usual. Maybe a little, but nothing like revolutionary.
There's got to be something there. Because
it's not like Street Fighter sold 10 million. It didn't.
No. Like, it is interesting, and I think a couple things about it, and I think the Arxis... who makes League of Legends? I'm an idiot. I don't
Riot.
Riot
starting and like hinting at it and doing these long periods of betas and all this stuff for their, it kind of, to me, like opened the door where it's like, shit, I think there's a lot of people looking at this. Plus, it's always been a super marketable community is a big part of it, is that people want to be, people love Marvel, MVC, I should say, because now there is just a Marvel. People love MVC, and it's like a foundational pillar of the FGC, so I think people want to capture
it. It is the tag
magic.
Fighter, right?
Yeah.
Like, right, let's just establish that. It's
just so special.
There's some magic to it, right? There is something special, and I think they're trying to capture that. And I think Fighters, too, came very, very close, or very similar shades of...
They're runner-up for the next best, like, tag fighter, you know what I mean? I would say it's in that they would be runner up.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to see what happens with all these games. Also, I didn't get any of your opinions on the new Street Fighter pack for 6 for the characters. Hey,
really
interested? Good, okay. Bad.
I mean,
hold on.
I like Viper.
I love Viper. She looks amazing.
Overall, I haven't been gaffing about the Street Fighter 6 roster.
He likes
come
terrible
on,
characters.
Bro. Come not on, even bro. Gaffing. Like, don't gaff. What, Sagat?
Yes.
Super don't gaff.
That's insane.
See, you ain't old. That means you ain't old.
My back.
No, you're old. Whoa, 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 and you should be hype for Sagat. So you're not. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like, bro, that dude is throwing plasma across the screen.
Dudley or Makoto or Seth?
Well, yeah, we can get them eventually. This was like almost perfect, though. This pack.
Yeah, I don't
know. I wanted Arzika.
Pro is not old. Like, what are we talking about, man?
Street Fighter V is lit.
Yeah, this trailer must have juked the shit out of you if you wanted Armika, by the way.
Exactly.
No, it was an Alex trailer.
It was like Alex pretty, yeah.
I was expecting to see Mika eventually.
Nope.
Nah.
Talk about good jukers
when
right there.
When I saw this, I kind of went foolish.
Like, this was so lit, dude. Are you serious? Because you think it's going to be a whole wrestler back from
there. I wouldn't play her.
Oh, she's awesome, dude.
It's not lit enough to play her.
The crossover conversation here is that I love her in Marvel, by the way. I think she's awesome in that game. She's so sick, dude. So, okay, so running through anyone who didn't catch it, you got Sagat, obviously. Alex from Street Fighter 3/5 now, which is great. I think he's always a good addition. He's the face of Street Fighter 3. I love having him. He's like kind of a classic at this point.
Yeah, he deserves it.
He does, yeah. He definitely represents that.
He's been in every Street Fighter forever.
Agreed, basically. And then, to me, the biggest one, and it sounds like Gavin too, is Sea Viper, which she's needed to come back for a really long time. She's, I think, the coolest character they added in 4 without thinking about it too hard. Sorry, Gavin.
It's probably Viper.
Dude, yeah, Viper by far.
Viper, yes.
Oh, Viper. I thought you said Dudley. I was like, bro, hold on.
Huh? What?
Characters like Dudley or Makoto would just work so well with the engine. Mika would work so well with the engine.
I don't think like anyone actually wants Makoto with the engine. That sounds miserable.
I'm sure, but like
absolutely miserable to play.
Oh, Juri was new in Street Fighter 4, so that's tough because she's really Rufus. She's already there. Rufus.
I miss Abel. Rufus.
Rufus is good.
That would be cool.
Also miss Abel because he was just rolling on you,
bro.
Knock down, roll.
He's so plain, dude.
If there's one character that I know I would be incredibly nasty with, and
don't say Hakan, please.
No, he's gonna be no.
My Abel would be so nasty in Street Fighter 4, bro. I would just grab the shit out of people, bro.
That shit snooze.
Grabbing Gavin is coming.
I just know, like, I would get.
Bro,
I would
Hakan, guess, bro.
I would just guess right.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Your Hakan would go kind of foolish,
probably.
I played Hakan. I love Hakan. But yeah, so you get Viper back in there, who's definitely the highlight of the pack. And then Ingrid is also very cool, like this niche kind of, if you know.
Type I don't know, cool. So I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, it's a cool little rep. She's definitely the weirdest
of
the four.
I thought it was Karen.
Well, no. yeah. But yeah, that's a cool niche pick because the other three are like kind of classics. Like, thank God Viper's back, and then the other two, like Sagat's like the face of 2, and Alex is the face of 3. So I'm glad they did kind of
that's
a weird
thing. They should have just been in the first place.
I think so too. Well,
bro, Sagat should be in every.
For Sagat and Alex, they are default.
Sagat should be in every Street Fighter.
Put Mario and Luigi in the game, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, because the theme with the base roster was that the original 8 are back. And they didn't include the boss characters. They didn't include those guys in there. It was just the original 8, and they're aged up. So, no.
God, he's throwing plasma. That's my point. Plasma, uppercut.
Bro. There's just something about Muay Thai in fighting games. Like, it's so raw, dude.
Now
they're always like the biggest dudes.
The motions are like getting more clean. Like, before it was kind of like,
they
but
should
now,
put
like,
Abigail.
It's so fluid.
Not what?
No.
And Gil.
No.
This is so. Steech, he's got terrible Street Fighter.
The fact that Urien isn't in the game is a crime.
Yes and no. I'd rather have Dudley and Makoto than Urien.
True.
We live in a different world.
Bro,
what?
Seth is the coolest Street Fighter character in the
game. There it is. All right.
And you got that character 2 games in a row. Chill, bro. Chill.
I was 2 years old during Street Fighter 4.
If we're going to bring back a Street Fighter 5 character, it's got to be, like, I was going to say Mika, but obviously she's not actually a Street Fighter 5 character. She's Laura's so cool. Laura's not back.
Please not Laura. Please no.
Hell no, bro.
That joint. I used to call her Luigi. That's how I felt whenever I watched. I was like, dude, this is so corny.
Well, Minot, y'all. Not messing
She's
with
Vinod? Okay.
Right. A lot of people like Vinod, but
I would be. I think she would work well in the.
It should bring back Luke. True.
I hate that guy.
Do you? I like Luke. He's cool. Not Nikali.
Bro is lame.
Dude, no. They can fix him. Chance. Give him a second chance.
Okay. All right. Down.
But I mean, I think he was like, because I think he was the face of V Trigger.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of weird.
How many more years of Street Fighter 6 do they have left?
A lot, dude, for sure.
Probably four or five,
maybe more.
Especially with the roster they started with, I'm assuming it's going to be a long run.
So they probably have, what, like 16 more characters? Roughly.
When did it come out?
I'm looking right now. So Street Fighter 6 came out June 2nd, 2023, and Street Fighter 5 came out in February of 2016.
Yeah, they usually are pretty large.
Six, seven, 8 years, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The 5, I feel like 5 died very fast, and I don't know how people are feeling about 6 these days. I see mixed opinions now. But it definitely got off to a better start, which I think is really important for the longevity of the game. It was really, really well received.
Chris from production says, bring back El Fuerte.
Goat.
Nope. No.
I love most of the...
Drive Rush with El Fuerte.
The newcomers from Street Fighter 4 are some of my favorites. Like, there's so many cool characters in Street Fighter 4.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm so happy Viper's
Street Fighter 5's roster.
Viper's, dude, she's the best.
Significantly better than 6. It's not even close at all.
Five's total roster or all the new characters?
Total roster. Sure. I know they're still adding stuff in 6, but I just...
Yeah.
I just don't... Gaff. I don't...
Their early 5 roster had to sleep.
I'm sure it did, but like... Well, I got into it when it was already chilling. Like
Colin, Ed, Lucia, she's cool. Like, just they're all like the same blonde fuck. Like, who cares?
Colleen is cool.
Cody's fine.
Cody's super cool.
They just keep adding these blonde Jims and Kims. Like,
that's kind of
they
fair.
Do the end in the blonde.
That is super fair, dude. Like, but there's you just can't no way.
Colleen, she's cool.
I can.
Her gameplay was just so like, the flowchart was lit. It was lit,
bro.
And she was good. That character was nasty.
She was good.
Nash was a cool like. This is a big comeback. No one gaffed. I like that. No that was
bro is actually a 1-year-old. Like, what's going
no
on?
No one gaffed about that. Yeah.
That Nash, what?
B really likes Nash, actually.
He's great. Yeah, he was really cool. He was really broken, obviously. He got old fast, but he was very cool.
He was trash, but I was still losing every time.
Rashid is a great addition to Street Fighter. I know he's an asshole to fight, but he's like
he's kind of just become a staple.
That's cool.
Very cool character.
Oh, that's
very
what
cool
I'm saying. Yes, he's awesome.
Okay, yeah, sure, but that
he's
that,
painful to fight. Yeah,
yeah, that shit is miserable to watch. And no, I'm good.
Yeah, Ed, Colin, and fucking Lucia. That's all. I'm like, wow.
I don't like Ed or Lucia or the girl with the staff, Falk. Sleep.
Yep. Oh, there's another one.
Sleep.
Another fucking generic blonde.
Falk and Ed, like, it's in 5. Oh my god. They made Ed a little bit better in 6.
Yeah.
He's kind of raw 6.
He's kind of raw, but I would still like take him out for something else.
You just listed half the new original DLC characters. Abigail's trash too. I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry.
He's very funny though.
Bro, his forward throw, he just picks you up and flicks you in the head.
Oh, I like his when he just straight throws you up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
joint is so funny. You just
tire.
Go off the
fuck
screen.
Him, bro.
Like, the tire.
He puts you in the ceiling and just, like, does the boxing thing.
I can't believe you said
he's lit.
This is crazy it's, that you
it's
said that.
EX command grab where he just bounces you, like, volleyball spike. Like, that character is so lit, bro.
Gavin, there's
his
so many
jab
forgettable.
Is literally him just flicking his wrist. Bro, it's so good.
There's
I
so
love
many,
that character.
There's so many forgettable fucks in this. Zeku, like who?
IRV skill.
Holy, like, I forgot that was even a character.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, who'd you say?
Zeku. Who cares?
Oh, like, yeah, that shit was sleep.
Garbage.
The only thing he had going for him was like spamming the switch and like his throws did more damage than other characters.
Fang was trash, like just forgettable.
He's okay.
True.
He's closer to trash. He's closer to trash.
Aki's way better than Fang. It's not even close.
Aki? I actually might main that if I played.
Yeah, she's cool. G was like a neat gimmick.
Dude, no.
He's like a cool personality. You know what I mean? I like what he brought. Dude, I like the energy he brought.
Okay.
He's good.
I didn't like the design, but once you get into Street Fighter V, he is like the face of the fucking game. Like,
yeah, he's a psychopath. I like it.
He's incredible. Like, he is like, I don't know. He needs to come back.
So he's pretty good. So that's like 1 out of 20 DLC new characters that we said is pretty good.
Jeez.
Street Fighter V Urien is so lit.
Already exists in Third Strike, true. He's in that game.
Why are you not upset that he's not in 6? If you like him.
Oh. Whatever.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's great.
Ken.
Huh? That's partially true. No, I have a lot of opinions about Street Fighter characters. Come on, that's not fair. I like Urien a lot, but again, I'd rather see Dudley deserves it more. He hasn't been in a game longer. And they kind of occupy the same slot because they're both from 3. I'd rather see Dude, I love Dudley. He's the GOAT.
I'm looking at the Street Fighter 6 roster.
Okay, fine.
There ain't no way he's about to flame Street Fighter 6.
I can't wait. Go ahead.
Flame it hard, bro.
There's just no shot.
Elena, I don't think they did a good job.
Okay, that's fair.
Her Third Strike throwback outfit is very good.
Don't gaff.
I'm good on mine.
Terry, don't gaff, and looks terrible.
His face is
disgusting. Bison,
a little butter
face. I gaff.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and he looks.
I gaff. Ed, they did a lot better, but he looks weird. Aki is super lit.
She's great.
Rashid, like he has to be in. Cammy. Mm-hmm. Don't gaff, but she has to be in.
She looks amazing. Like,
Lily is cool. Lily's cool.
Pro like Street Fighter 6.
Yeah,
I know. You haven't said one bad thing yet. Geef. The worst one you said is Ed, who's a Street Fighter 5 character.
Like, you expect them to be in the game. It doesn't matter. JP is so whack. Like,
no, he's
so
he's well designed, but dog shit to fight.
Okay, Yeah.
Marissa could have been so much cooler, but still cooler than JP.
Her and Manon are fucking awesome.
Manon is
I don't care.
Worse than
Manon.
Oh, Manon
DJ is like 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Honda, never liked that guy.
It's Dalsim, good that he's there, but yeah.
Dalsim, I'd rather fight Min Min.
Really?
Sim looks awesome, though. He looks
Blanca
great.
Always has potential. Never.
Be careful in this next one. Be careful
with his expectations.
You be careful now. he skipped Ken.
Jury is just weirdly bland as time goes on.
I agree.
Kimberly is like the face of Street Fighter 6. Literally peak, perfect. Yeah. I think the game was made for Kimberly.
This is Guile, spray paint, all that shit.
Growing up is realizing Guile's cool. Chun-Li.
Worst thing to ever happen to
video games.
Well, Has will agree with you there, yes.
What?
Chun-Li's so whack.
She's evil.
Jamie is also peak.
Yeah.
He's amazing, dude.
Luke and his team.
Dude, the trio of Jamie, Luke, and Kimberly is so fucking good. Like, it's so amazing. Dude, and all the aged up old characters, they're so much better.
Kimberly just fits the vibe. They built Kimberly and like, made the vibe of 6 and then did the rest.
Bro didn't say one bad thing about this cast. That's crazy.
You didn't like Terry, how he looked. That's his only bad reason.
And you didn't. In my, I get it. Like
Elena, they didn't do a good job.
That's fair. Yeah.
Like JP is whack. Marissa and Manon don't do enough for me. Like
that's crazy.
I think Manon is cool.
I think Manon's fucking awesome. I love them both actually.
Yeah.
The shit has no swag.
That's so insane. You're Jesus. It's terrible what Street Fighter V did to your brain. It's so bad.
All right, Street Fighter V roster.
What we just like that run is 80 filler characters.
We already talked about the whole.
It's like it's like it's kind of
80
like
filler characters. They're all jobbers, dude. They're they're not even mini bosses. Like you fight Blonde. Abigail, he's like the tutorial. You know,
they don't even have Balrog in 6. Like
not that's yet. True.
Or Ibuki.
It's kind of crazy that
this roster is so much better.
It's kind of crazy. The only
dude, they don't even have poison.
Poison,
bro. Poison. Like, I like poison, but like, come on, man.
That's not who we're complaining about, though. I also enjoy poison.
Look how many characters are in this game, man. Like,
that's just like this is the all the DLCs out.
It's better,
bro. How many characters is that?
Like 10.
That's so many characters. And so many of them, again, Falk, they're all the same fucking thing. They're dude, terrible. No.
Oro's lit. Rose is lit. Oro's Seth is lit. Gil I wouldn't is say lit. Rose Poison is lit. Kage is lit. G is lit.
No, Kobe see, lit. We don't agree on Kage either. I do not enjoy Abigail that.
Lit. Colleen is lit. Yurian is lit. Ibuki is lit. Balrog is lit.
Street Fighter 4 is the best one. I'm going to be honest.
Like, no, come on now.
Let's talk more about Marvel. Because that...
All right.
Iron Man's lit. Captain America's lit.
Dude, I mean, it looks good. The game looks...
Captain America's not lit, by the way.
The game looks beautiful.
Stars and Stripes. Are they just ripping? Like, do they... Can they just... They're just... Like, I zone into Marvel. Is it just Iron Man from MVC3? No? Yes? Can they do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're probably just going to do however they feel like it, right?
Can we talk about leakers on here? Like a leak? Is that allowed, Gavin?
I'd be spamming leaks.
Oh, sure. So there's a leaker that said
spoiler alert.
Fast forward, whatever. they predicted or called correctly that Marvel, its own game, Attack Fighter, would be coming out, and I think Invincible as well. So that's like two things that they got right. So people are like, this is kind of fucking weird. And another thing they predicted was UMVC 4.
And the Street Fighter 6 DLC character.
And they got the DLC characters correct. Thank you. Yeah, that was the big one.
Yeah.
So that's really weird because does that even work? Does it even work?
Why are fighting games being spammed?
I don't know. It's really interesting though.
Okay, so I wanna talk about this. So it's weird because Dragon Ball FighterZ is, you know, the next biggest tag
Where's
fighter,
the One
right?
Piece
and then,
one, please?
And then no, so that ran its course and it's done now, right? And then Riot announced, like, I mean, I don't know how much years after, but like essentially Riot announces that they're going to do a tag fighter. Mm-hmm. So it kind of felt like, okay, well, why would you make a tag fighter if Riot's going to make a tag fighter, right? And it like Riot still hasn't come out with this game. It's been like 1 or 2 years, right? So it's been a while that they've been testing. So it's like now it feels like there wasn't anyone in the tag fighter market. And now all of a sudden everyone's making a tag fighter. And by the way, the IP of the most popular tag fighter, Marvel, is teaming up with the developer of the second most popular tag fighter, Arxis. And like when you think about that combination, it just sounds insane. And like the recent Arxis games have looked really good. Like Strive, Guilty Gear looks insane.
Some of these are going to be Switch too.
Yeah.
That's
well, the
cool.
The other thing too, Charles, that I totally agree. You got to feel for Capcom in this situation. What happened, bro? Like, what? Did they not? I don't know. Like, I guess I just don't understand the relationship that they have or what the deal is there or how that all works. But damn, you like Marvel versus Capcom, you can't. It's like lightning in a bottle, bro. Like, it's like we said earlier, it's special, bro. It's crazy. So I am curious to see how this all goes. And I'm really excited for the FGC. It seems like so many like I saw actually our boy TK tweeted as he does like every fighting game. He casts Tekken, he casts Street Fighter, Smash, obviously very well known. He's like, I'm not gonna lie, I can't keep up with all these fighting games. I'm like, thank God someone said it, because there's just no, I'll watch them and I'll think they're cool, but there's just no way I'll be able to even casually try to play them or think about them at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm really interested in this Invincible game as well, because Invincible's like a pretty big IP, but compared to Marvel, obviously
I just think it's the worst time for it to happen.
Yeah. It's really competitive, right? I'm like a little worried about it because I hope it does well, specifically because so many people in the FGC are involved in making it run. And I think Invincible is a really cool IP, but damn, it's tough between Project L, formerly known as Project L, plus Marvel, plus everything else coming out.
2XKO is the name of the writer.
2XKO, thank you. Keep changing the name, run a beta for 4 years. I don't know. I'm sorry. They have. Like, I don't know how that game's
going to
be. At first, I was like, this is going to be the biggest game of all time. This is going to be
great. I hate the process.
Now I'm like, me too, Gav. And something I've talked about is, like, I miss just kind of being a consumer where you would just go and buy a game because you think it's cool or you see it. I know that, like, it's part of the gig now where you need to, like, beta test and become a part of the community and do all this shit, but I'm like,
you don't have to do that.
I agree with that too, because things like Elden Ring, that shit just came out, best game ever, right? Expedition came out. It wasn't like we consulted a Chrono Trigger speedrunner because we needed to weigh in on how items
it's a joke.
Fucking make a fun game, man, yeah. And release it. Don't. We're talking to all the top reps in the fighting game community, and here's how we should balance our game. They don't know shit, bro. They don't know shit. Okay,
bro. We just talked about how terrible I am. Imagine if I was just like making your next Smash.
Good lord,
you would hate that would
be
me.
Horrible. Fuck no.
That would be so bad. You and every other top player, though. It's not just a you thing. We're not game designers. We're not game designers. Like, that's my big thing. Yes. Like, we're not.
Dude. Just because you competed in a game. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
The separation needs to be there, and it needs to be large. It should, like, it needs to be significant.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. Just because you compete. Lost. Just because you compete in a game doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you can have opinions about it, and developers could use your opinions, right? Like, they could get a bunch of people's opinions and maybe go from there, maybe. But, like, at the end of the day, even if you compete in something, you're not the designer of something. Like, designing something, designing a game, like, that's a whole nother skill.
It's armchair quarterback shit where you watch and you're like, oh, this should be different. Like, this just shouldn't be this way. It's like, why? Like, what the fuck, man? And it's crazy because, which is funny, that's how you know we're getting old, because had this been a podcast 10 years ago or whatever, we'd be like, oh, hell yeah, like, let us design the game. Like, they don't know what they're doing over there with, you know, Smash or Street Fighter or
but
whatever.
We're old.
Yeah, but now it's like, dude, it's okay to not fucking know how to design something. That's fine. But yeah, and again, maybe it's an old head opinion, but
I think it limits potential.
Yes.
Like, if the consumer and the developers are working closely, you'll get a consistent product, but the ceiling will be lowered immensely.
Yes.
If the consumer have no relation to it, you're risking like a lot in every direction. But the best possible games, the consumer has nothing to do with it. Every single time.
I hate to bring up, not I hate actually, it's a really good, it's probably the best use case example of that is Melee, which is Sakurai just made a good, the whole team, I should say, made just a fucking awesome game. And they didn't intend for any of this stuff to happen the way it did, but just because they made a really good game and then people wanted to push the limits of it, this is what you get. And that's the thing with any, especially the older fighting games that kind of, you said it well, Gavin, actually, when Ultimate stopped getting patched and all that stuff, it's like, now it's really time to learn the game because things aren't just going to change. And I've always hated overtuning and buffing and nerfing, but now it's just like, there's this whole new thing that exists in gaming where people can openly bitch and have their opinions read by a lot of people for no reason. And it's like, does that fucking matter though? Maybe, like, yeah, obviously game breaking shit shouldn't exist, but damn, you find Villagers Forward Air annoying. Should it be completely changed and gutted or some? I don't know. No,
it's part of the whole content streaming slop thing where, like, weirdly, like it's being influenced by, like, the product being influenced by the consumer that's just streaming to 1,000 people. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, think of Multiverses, right? They took a lot of input from Twitter and stuff like that for balance changes. And then
the ceiling,
like,
just becomes low.
Well, also, if you want your game to just be popular, because, I mean, think about us meeting each other. It was through Smash, and Nintendo didn't, like, host tournaments or, like, Nintendo has hosted tournaments before. I'm not saying that, but I'm like, it's not like Nintendo garnered the community before, like, as the game was in beta or anything, like, something that we see more in a modern day. And obviously, Nintendo's been established for super, like, a very, very long time. But at the end of the day, the Smash games are just really good. So when the next one comes out, we all as a collective group of people are like, okay, cool, we're going to move on to this next play Smash game and play this and see who the best is at this in a format that we feel like is fair with stages we feel like is fair, and we make the rule set. It's all custom, and it's not even garnered from Nintendo specifically. It's just garnered because it's that popular of a game, and it's that good that so much people will make sacrifices to pursue being the best at this or even making tournaments for it. Like, there's so many playing parts, right? So that's just all from a game or a game series, or, like, even like with Melee, a specific game being so good. And that's not from balancing it competitively. That's not making it so Cloud's backer isn't -2 or -3 anymore, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about that. It's about how the game feels, and when, especially, like, first impressions are so important. And I always remember my first impression of Smash, like, as a kid playing it on 64, like, it was magical. And that's as a game designer, that's what you're trying to capture. That's what you're trying to do.
The rest
you're
of
trying
it to, plays itself out.
As exactly.
Long as the rest of it will happen.
Two things.
Competitive minds is not going to think like that. We're going to think, like, what's fair or whatever, right? Like,
yeah. two things. One, before the comments say anything, we know that people like Renai test played Ultimate before it came out and that they gave their input. But the way I imagine that that went, I don't know if we ever got any insight into this, is that the game was mostly built and then it's like find broken things or test play things and we don't like how strong that is or something. Like minor tweaks like that are different than like we're going to design this game with a competitive mind and outlook from professional players or a community or whoever. Like that's different. At some point you got to be the authority figure as the person driving the ship, the game developer, whoever you want to point the finger at.
They are the experts, right? So doubling down on your expertise rather than the opinions of people that aren't experts, it's like, well, you probably still want feedback, but why put all your eggs in that basket when you are the expert or your company is the expert, right? With the experience.
Or you hire people that are experts, and it's like, I could sit there and yell at my TV and talk about how dog shit the Yankees are and here's what they should do and here's who they should trade. Should they fucking actually listen to me? Probably not. Like, I'm just sitting there and I'm mad and I'm a fan and I know a few things, but I don't know everything. I don't know as much as they do or whatever. But I think that's just the nature of it. And two, here's another thing. Ultimate is very, very well balanced. We all agree, right? For the most part, you know what I mean? As far as the Smash game goes, percentage of characters that maybe like, well, I know, but you know what I mean? Yes and no, right?
Like, comparatively, like, think about
the gap has shrunk. I think is a good way to put it.
It's not always a bad thing. So.
But I was going to say, I don't think there's a problem with having some dog shit characters in a fighting game and not being like, oh, let me buff them and now they're top tier. Now everyone has to learn this matchup. Then it's like not fun to main them anymore. Like, I think there's this, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how all these new tag games are going to handle this part of the community where this character's like UMVC3 is locked. Like that game is not getting balanced or whatever. Maybe it is. Probably not ever, right? Like, or Third Strike, right? Those games are just what they are. Melee, they're stuck forever. So you have these players and these characters that are just terrible or really bad, but it's like a vibe that they play them. You know what I mean? And things can change. Like, again, Melee is the easiest one to point to.
Yoshi.
But now Yoshi and DK, characters that were considered jokes for fucking decades or the real threat. If you want to win a major, you got to go through AMSA or June or whoever. At some point, probably you're gonna have to fight a good DK or Ice Climbers or fucking Yoshi,
Pikachu, and
even Third Strike has seen changes to the tier list. Not quite as crazy as that, but like it exists. And I don't know, man, there is something to it. Like, games have just changed so much from you go to the store and buy it and then like that's it to, hey guys, like we're here with another patch update every month, like, and now we have seat and like, fuck,
ruins every bit of immersion there could have possibly been. Because at the end of the day, it's a video game, and you're already teetering on like a very specific thing if you're trying to compete in it, like with the immersion that it comes with, mm-hmm. And like, I'm not trying to play a game that my peer influence that I'm playing with in tournament, like that's disgusting, like it ruins any sense. Like, I'm not trying to play his version of Rock, Paper, Scissors, bro. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, it's, I think it ruins, like, the magic a game could have permanently, and there's no fixing it if that type of thing ever happens to a game. That's how strongly I feel about it. I think, like, Overwatch is such a good example because Overwatch 1 had this, like, magic to it that was really, like, just kind of out there, and things were happening. And then Overwatch 2 was very deliberate and esports and like, it's gross. It's so gross. And it just ruins any chance of a game being something truly special. Because games are weird and they're different. It's not like fine tuning like a traditional sport or something. Like, I don't know what they're trying to make it, but it's the worst shit ever, whatever they're doing.
Well, you think it's card mode.
I mean, look, man. I gotta quote my GOATs podcast, Mind the Game. Okay.
Oh, GOAT.
Look, man.
Are you talking about the bag?
Remember how we were talking about like this is between Haz and I and like DMs or whatever, but one of the, like the biggest driving points of the episode of Luca, which really is kind of silly because nothing happened in it. It was like 45 minutes of nothing. But there was a point that they made where, like, there is, like, a commercialization of basketball early in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you first start playing basketball. It's for fun. Like, you're like a little kid, and like, you've seen people who like are good at basketball, and you go outside and you throw it in a hoop and you make your first shot or whatever. And it's like, yo, and then you start learning to dribble, and it's like, but then you go to an AAU team and suddenly you gotta have a trainer. You gotta it starts getting rigid. And I feel like that is happening in the gaming sphere where like, yeah, I mean, we got to think about, is this a potential esport? Like, how does the consumer, like, it's so different now, because before, people would make games because it's a game that they thought that somebody else would enjoy. Like, I make this game, I think I would enjoy it, and I want to share my vision with other people. Now it's like, I make this game because I think about a million, 2 million people might buy it.
Yeah,
if it has this mechanic based on the metrics of like this other game that was out, like, or when I talk to all these different people, then they didn't like this mechanic. So I'm going to take it out, even though I really enjoy the mechanic. And one of the developers for Clair Obscur Expedition 33, which possibly may win Game of the Year this year, said like, exactly that. They're just like, yeah, we just kind of made a game that we thought we would like, and that's just how it turned out.
Crazy.
And they're saying how like they didn't want to feel like they were under the thumb of a company, where like they couldn't just make whatever that they wanted. So I do think there's some like business aspect of it that is kind of, you know, doing what businesses do, ruining stuff because they want to make money, but.
What it really started with League, because esports in general starts with StarCraft, right? But that wasn't like Blizzard didn't get anything from it. It was
right.
And it was only booming in a specific country, and it started in the 90s, right? So when you look at League, it was something that developed and started early 2000s, and then it took off and esports blew that game up. So like it was the first time where it's like, oh, esports made this game, which is free to play, and like this developer is making money, because like I said, Blizzard might have sold extra copies of StarCraft, but there was no way of making money from the people that played the game. You bought the game once, and that was kind of it, right? But with Riot, it's like, okay, they were able to blow up using esports as a marketing arm and got to where they are, and because of that, they monetized that, and they were able to make a lot of money because more player base, and it's free to play, but like just you pay like whales pay to, you know, look, have cool skins or whatever, right? So it's like, it's interesting because that is a test run, and now other game developers see that as like, oh, what if we did that, right?
It's proof of concept, right? It's deliberate, right?
Yeah. But yes, the proof of concept's there, and it started with League.
But it's also a weird thing because League wasn't intending to become an esport.
It's a little bit more incidental, I guess.
Because it was just based off of like Han, so like they weren't intending
Marcus, you're so fucking real. You're so real.
They weren't like intending for it to like blow up into this massive thing. It just sort of happened, just like with every game that people fall in love with. They made a game and they were like, "Well, yeah." Like they were like, "Oh, well, this is Han. This is our take on it. This is how we think a MOBA should be made." And then they just made their characters, made their universe. And then people started playing it, and then more and more people started playing it, and word of mouth kind of spread. And because, like, for me, I didn't even know that League existed. And then one of my friends was like, "Bro, you're trying to play this game called League?" And I was like, "Sure." And then I started playing it. I was like, "Bro, this is kind of fun." And then I asked another friend, "Yo, you want to play this game called League with me?"
Yeah.
And that was League. And then they created the whole esports thing, which is good for business. But you know what I mean, look at where they are now.
All right, two things. One, Han's the GOAT, obviously. Dog, forever. I love Han. Two, it was Dota 1. Think about that, because Han is based off of and just ripped from Dota 1, which was a custom user-made map in Warcraft 3.
Yep.
So it's like, this is like a whole fucking thing that was just made by people who wanted to make a fun game, and they took an engine, again, a really good engine that exists from Warcraft 3, and made the lanes and the fucking creeps and all that stuff, and they're like, this is really... So many good tower defense games came from user-created maps and all that stuff, and it was just basically giving people who wanted to make fun games a platform, and like both of you are indicating, that turned into major esports. I mean, MOBAs are like, you can't talk about esports without talking about MOBAs, basically. Like, it's impossible. They're so all Dota League and Han are also important, obviously. And the other thing is, Blizzard kind of rolled, from what I understand, I don't know, who knows, I was young at the time when this was all happening. But Blizzard with StarCraft realized there was that avenue, as you indicated, Charles, and they started rolling everything into esports, which is how we got things like Overwatch eventually, and how WoW expansion started doing things like TBC added in arenas because they're like, we want this to be an esport. We want a public, you know, it's like a great way to market or to get more people into it and all this stuff. So it's like just this really initially a cool idea to make things more competitive in an organized way. And then as you guys are indicating, like the monetization of it and like, or that's like, as usual, where things get fucked up is when the money really comes in, right? And all that stuff. And it's just, it's so interesting, man. This has been a fun conversation is what I'll say. And I think all of us have lived through it at different eras for sure. Like it has affected all of us factually at the minimum through Smash, if not a ton of other games that all of us play. Like it's just, it's so weird. And then when games like just pop up that are really good, like Hollow Knight or like Undertale or like Expedition, right?
The ceiling is always significantly higher.
But even then, and I think Undertale's done a good job, but it's so commercial. Like Undertale at this point has turned into Deltarune, which is a major announcement with the Switch 2, which is great. Like Toby Fox, the team deserve all the credit, all that shit. That's great. It's an awesome game, but it still is so tied to something from where it was removed, where it was just like a labor of love. Not that Deltarune isn't. I think that's a fantastic game. Obviously,
you were talking about mods of existing things. Undertale is the same thing.
Yeah. That's all it was.
MOBAs are a mod. Came up with that.
Mother mods.
Totally. But that's what I'm saying. More so is that the origin of it is a labor of love somewhere. Just for fun. He just wanted to make a mod of, which one is it, Mother 3?
Just Earthbound, I believe.
Just Earthbound. Okay. Sorry. I always mix. I haven't played them, so they just throw like a mash in my head. I don't know. But anyway.
I had a question for you. So yes, I don't really remember back in the day like Dota esports, but maybe Dota's esport thing was before. I mean, I'm guessing it was before League. I don't know. Yeah. Like this, I know like TI was the crazy tournament.
TI's right? Dota, and, so that's really important because TI's Dota 2.
Yes.
Okay.
So Dota 1. So Dota Defense of the Ancients, and if I'm wrong here, chat will let me know. But this is my understanding. I lived through it, so maybe I was just wrong in understanding what happened. Dota 1, Defense of the Ancients, was created in user map settings for Warcraft 3. So technically, underneath that, Blizzard owned it. So it used to be called Defense of the Ancients. Then they made their own company, went to Steam, and they asked Blizzard if they could use Defense of the Ancients. And they said no, technically, but they could name their game Dota 2. So it technically doesn't stand for anything. It's just Dota. Like, that's it. Like, it doesn't stand for Defense of the Ancients anymore because it's technically trademarked and owned by Blizzard. So you had Defense of the Ancients Dota as a user map settings, and then people wanted to make it a real game, but they couldn't do that. And the obviously, Blizzard owns the user map settings, all that shit. Like, they couldn't do it. So people started making their own games, and that's where you get their own spin-off games. That's where you got Han, and that's where you got League. And Dota 2 came out, and it was like they were the big three fighting it out. And I think Han was the first one, and then League. Where League really capitalized was their character design and the free-to-play model, which was like you got a pool of heroes you could play every week. Before that, you had to buy every fucking hero in the game. Like, you had to purchase them with cash to play them. And then there was like a free hero of the week or some shit. The model was all fucked. Where Riot really capitalized was the model that they built, which is, and it was more like kind of casual because it was way slower than Dota and Han. It was way slower than Dota and Han. There's no denying your creeps either. I don't know if that exists now. And you got to like level your account, which I think people liked. Like, you get different perks like Flash and all that stuff. Yeah. So where Riot really capitalized well, again, it was having fun. They made like a talent tree basically for your account, which is really fun. And it makes you committed too, which is a whole nother ball game. But again, they all spawned from just some dude making a Ice Frog, making a fucking map in Warcraft 3. And that's, now look at it. TI's like sells out arenas and shit. It's so cool. But anyway, I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about anymore or how we got here, but what a W.
It was a long rabbit hole.
This is sweet though. Nice. But, so we're a little worried. We didn't know what we were going to talk about this week because there are barely any, no big Smash events, but here, yeah, Gav was confident. He's the captain.
So it's, and seeing the Marvel announcement is just like, damn, this is just, it's special. Like you, cause just like, you know, we've already explained why, but seeing that made me really happy, even though I know I'm probably not even gonna play it. Like I was very excited. Like,
I just want to watch that shit, dude. I want to watch that. Dude, I want to hear Yex commentating. Like, I'm fucking ready for this.
I'm definitely watching this. Like, this,
like,
game.
Hell yes. I was thinking about playing it too. I don't like it. Just, it's hard as we get older.
Play casually.
But yeah, I missed out. So like for me, I wanted to play Marvel 3, but I did my basic training for the army while it came out. So when I came back, everyone was already like really good at the game and stuff. I was like, I don't want to play. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm so behind and stuff like that. So I never really got into Marvel 3, but it was around the Brawl era. Cause I remember going to Smash Fest for Brawl and there would always be Marvel 3 setups. And I'm like, damn, this game looks so sick. And I loved watching it, but I just never wanted to try and play catch up. But yeah, like with this game on release, at least casually playing. Because I did that with Street Fighter 6 too. Like right when the game came out, like at least playing it for like a month or two or whatever, grinding ranked and just casually. It's like
really if they fun. Make a One Piece Dragon Ball Fighters type of thing.
For you, it has to be so specific.
I've been saying it for years. Tag
so. I think I would lock in. I might lock in.
One Piece. That's the next IP coming into Tag Fighters.
This is how we're gonna wrap up today's episode. Also, we're getting close to episode 200. That's crazy.
Goodness.
Final question, which is going to be hilarious because some of you don't know One Piece, AKA has.
Oh, no. Let me Google them.
What's Robin. What's your Robin. 3D? What's Robin. Your team of three?
Yeah.
No, right. you know what, Gavin? For this game, you don't even call it a team. You call it your crew. All right?
What's your crew of three?
Yeah, I've had this a long time ago. Robin, Yamato, Luffy. Let's lock it in.
Damn, it's so hard. There's so much.
I've theorized this game.
Can you say it again? The first one.
Robin.
Oh, Yamato. Robin.
Yeah, Yamato, Luffy. Yeah.
Damn, locked in.
This is so hard because
I really want this to happen one day. I doubt it will though.
Mine is Doflamingo.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Anel.
Okay.
I'm kind of hearing you.
The third one is hard, but probably Zoro.
Ah, you're not
it
going to
be Zoro. It could be Drona because I think she would play super cool. It could be Bonnie. It could be Kid. I really like Kid.
I thought you were going to say Kid.
Yeah. The third one, it would rotate. But if the game came out, it could be something different. But Doflamingo and Anel are on my team permanently.
All right.
Dude, I would go crazy. I would fuck everyone up, bro.
Damn, this is so hard because
you're telling me
we could say who has to play.
I got you.
Yeah, has. There you go. Has, yeah,
I know. I got it. I got
Kaido.
I do.
Okay.
Luffy gear third, Luffy gear four, and Luffy gear five.
Just like fighters.
Blue, go yep. Blue. Yeah.
Stop.
I go Ken. I go Richter Belmont, and I go Leon Kennedy. W.
Ooh.
He would play X Drake or something, bro.
Who?
Something boring as fuck.
I'm Googling it. Boring? I did not play boring characters, bro. What is wrong with you? Diddy Kong main. Come on, man. Get out of here.
As someone who plays boring characters, you might play some boring characters.
What? In this imaginary game that's never coming out, by the way.
It will definitely come out someday.
No, it will not.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
It has to
One Piece fighting game won't happen.
No, not a tag fighter.
You think it's like, dude?
Actually, can go. Piece. What's that fighting game with all the animes?
The Arena Fighter.
Yeah.
Jump Force.
Yeah, their asses are in Jump Force, bro. You can catch them in there. That's it.
Dude, I wish that game was good because I would just play Kaiba, Yugi.
I was gonna say they got Yugi on there, bro. Do they have One Piece? You even know.
Yeah, they have One Piece. They have Sanji.
There's like one player One Piece games.
Luffy, Zoro.
I'm sure it'll happen at some point. It's too popular
here too.
Yeah, if Hunter x Hunter can get a fighting game, I'm pretty sure
One Piece. That's too crazy, crazy man.
Oh yeah, that's,
okay. You didn't okay.
That one.
I have my team.
I forgot. Well, Chuck didn't go yet.
I didn't go yet. Yeah, I was thinking this whole time. So it would be Shanks, Whitebeard, Blackbeard. That'd be my team.
Like, bro, of course. Yes. Like that is like the most Chuck answer.
Spamming top tiers.
Wait, bro, it's just like, what?
Wait, what? They're cool. Ring
top tiers, bro.
They're cool. They're very cool characters.
Just Googled Shanks. He looks like a gym. What?
Whoa.
Damn, wait. Doflamingo and El Kid would go crazy.
Oh, Blackbeard is damn. Blackbeard that sounds lit, sick. Dude.
That would be an evil ass team, bro.
That's sick. A swordsman team would be cool, like Zoro, Mihawk, and insert like a third swordsman. Who would be your third swordsman in a swordsman team, dude?
You could use Kizaru with his light sword, bro.
They could also still be Shanks, technically. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Shanks
is literally right.
Probably go with Roy or Marth, perhaps.
Hey, those are
Cloud. Cloud's cool.
Cloud Strife.
All right.
Do you remember when we like just gonna do that video, like the pictures, and we just did it?
Yep. Yeah, we had a whole nother React content.
We'll do it next week. We'll do it next week.
Or maybe or do
bonus content. Fighting game to exist.
It's never going to. All right.
Why are you saying that?
It's probably
because it upsets you. It's
bro is pushing my button.
He's trolling. Exactly it,
yeah. I have nothing to lose. If I'm wrong, what do I care? If you're right, oh, great, good for you.
The thing is, you're good at fighting games, so you're gonna piss me off, and then it's gonna come out, and you're gonna beat me.
What character would piss you off the most if Has played a One Piece fighting game and he would just shit on you all the time with this one character? Like, what would be that character for you that you
Buggy, because he would be laughing at me. Buggy? Wow, Buggy's laughing at me.
B's team would include Buggy. She loves Buggy.
Yeah. Oh, I'd have Buggy. Who's that little Jim, the dog-looking thing?
Yeah, Chopper's dope, dude.
Chopper, yeah, he rules. I would play him.
Wait, I need to ask her.
Who's your crew?
She loves Vegapunk too. I wonder.
Chopper would be like a Cyberman, right? Like tiny, like a.
Yeah, yeah.
Short character. He evolves like a Pokemon. What the fuck?
He takes different pills to change forms.
He takes pills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a doctor,
yeah.
Well, shit. Who's going to him? Where'd he get his degree from?
This old lady.
Get Hazen to one
on an island.
Who's this
I hope doctor? I hope so.
Did we just
spoiler alert if you haven't
seen him. He's a doctor? Yeah. Well, now that I know he's a doctor.
You actually don't know that when you first see him, right?
B just told me her roster.
Dr. Chopper.
Pudding? Chopper carrot,
bro. Oh, carrot. Okay, putting a carrot, yo.
Sulong carrot would probably be top tier, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fast and broken, bro. I'm gonna know this. All right.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was a good time.
We do record bonus content. I do a lot of stuff on my own on there, and we also do stuff as a team. We answer questions. We react to stuff. And just general bonus stuff. I also do Metafy lessons if anyone is interested in improving in Smash. Ooh. Still been doing a bunch of those. I also stream every day, twitch.tv/tweakssb. And thanks for watching, listening, supporting, and all that stuff. And
One last thing. If you guys do have any ideas for Patreon content, earlier me and Pink literally just complained about Steve Block for like an hour or something. So if you guys want to hear us complain about anything else or anything like that, just let us know in the comments. And I brought back the orange shirt for this episode. Let's fucking go. All right. Take us out, Gavin. See you.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.